Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. We've got a guest extraordinaire here this afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show. It is Congresswoman Gwen Moore, and coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'll be joined by Dan Schaefer. We'll be talking about the Democrat who announced he is also running in the 1st Congressional District against Brian Steil. Don't go anywhere. We've got that breaking news of the day coming up shortly. But Congresswoman Moore, let me ask you, we've had absolutely horrendous flooding across southeastern Wisconsin, got more rain yesterday, exacerbating matters. We heard from Milwaukee Fire Chief Lipsky yesterday talking about their emergency response. What have you been hearing from your constituents in the wake of this natural disaster, I'll call it?
Well, there are people who have been able to manage the flooding in their basement with 2 or 3 inches, everything from that to people having their cars ruined in the storm. I want to make sure that everybody is going to stay safe. And of course, I'm working with officials to make sure that we get this place designated as experiencing a natural disaster so that we can help the community recover and help individuals recover too. I really want to encourage people who have had property. I've seen pictures of, you know, just precious treasures piled out on the sidewalk, in yards, that people should really go to milwaukee.city.gov. And then go to the 211 disaster page and submit your information about your losses. You know, there's no reason. I mean, there, you know, I know some memories can never be replaced, but there, you know, if your basement was ruined, there ought to be some help up for you. As a matter of fact, my colleague, Rashida Tlaib, has a bill that she's circulating right now. To help people in this region of the country who have basements to get relief when it's flooding. I think what people don't know is that flood insurance, I think, is a separate package from regular insurance.
Homeowners insurance, yep.
Yeah, and so there might be a lot of people sort of left in the lurch. Not to mention the mold and mildew that could come afterwards.
And that remediation, which is incredibly expensive, and, you know, people can have electrical problems. Folks, we're going to be actually joined a little bit later this week, I believe it's on Thursday, by Wisconsin's Commissioner of Insurance to talk to folks and share with them, Congresswoman, about flood insurance and where to look in your current homeowner's policy to see if you have coverage for certain elements of damage to your home. We're going to talk about renters' flood insurance with the commissioner as well. This is an area where, you know, you look to the coasts, and it is becoming harder and harder for people to buy the sort of insurances that are needed for the particular natural disaster risk that they have, whether that's hurricanes or fires. This is going to be a continuing problem. Congresswoman, when we look at Donald Trump's cuts to FEMA, when we look at Donald Trump's cuts to NOAA, to the National Weather Service, we look at Donald Trump's removal of the EPA's authority to regulate fossil fuel emissions and fossil fuels, and the denial of climate science. What do you want people to know? What should people be doing to help get government to actually care again about public safety and health?
Well, you know, people always ask me, Maggie, you know, Congresswoman, they ask me, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing? You know, I was this past weekend with a group of very intelligent, very sophisticated, educated people who wanted to know, what are you doing? I mean, that's just thing. This is that our democracy is really at risk. I mean, this denial of reality poses an existential threat to all of us. I mean, this flooding, this is supposed to be a 1,000-year event. You know, not so much. It's regular because of climate change and our inaction toward it. And the undermining of this, you know, all of the protections taken away from FEMA. All of this is to vindicate the president's comment that climate change is not a major factor in our country's destiny, future, or present condition. And it's, you know, we're being led by, okay, can I say it, like a narcissistic person, and we gotta stay in the street.
Yes.
Maggie. We gotta stay, when I was 16, I was marching, and every day there was some sort of protest. I'm ready to bring that back on.
Yes. I mean, we gotta take it and take it to the streets and keep it there.
We gotta keep it. We gotta keep educating people. We gotta bring everybody along. I mean, we the people, we're the only things that can stop this.
Folks, that is the unsinkable, unforgettable Congresswoman Gwen Moore, one of our incredible congresspersons on the Democratic side from the state of Wisconsin, fighting the good fight for each and every one of us. I look forward to my next conversation with you, Congresswoman. Please stay safe and stay dry. My best to all of your constituents recovering from the floods. Don't go anywhere, folks. We got a brand new Democratic candidate throwing their hat into the Democratic primary field for the 1st Congressional District. Dan Schaefer joins me next to discuss. We'll be right back.